Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Our hearts go out to the family, but this has become a maddening deja vu of Black mothers, of Black parents wailing for their children, and a community collectively grieving and mourning.
Representative Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts says it will take great political will to change policing in America and end the incidents of police violence, which led to the death of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols of Memphis. President Biden will meet with members of the Congressional Black Caucus this week to discuss what it says are much-needed national reforms to the justice system. Meanwhile, the parents of Tyree Nichols will reportedly attend President Biden's State of the Union address on February 7th.
When anyone goes to the grocery store this week, you can blame everybody in D.C. that's not willing to live within our means for your interest rates going up and the cost of your eggs and meat going up.
Senator Rick Scott of Florida and members of the Senate Republican Conference say they will not vote for any bill to raise the nation's debt limit unless it's tied to significant budget cuts. The senators say meaningful structural reform in spending is needed to address the nation's $31 trillion debt. Nearly $5.5 billion of COVID-19 aid may have been awarded to small businesses with ineligible Social Security numbers.
There's an urgency to get the money out, and so you may not do the same level of due diligence before writing those checks.
Sean Moulton with the Project on Government Oversight says much of the abuse is connected to the government's Paycheck Protection Program.
Redistricting is like an election in reverse. Usually the voters get to pick the politicians. In redistricting, the politicians get to pick the voters.
Former GOP strategist Tom Hofeller was known as the master of the modern gerrymander, and his impact still resonates today. The Democracy Docket says unresolved legal challenges to redrawn political maps could play a big role in 2024 congressional elections. Litigation is ongoing in 15 states, including New York and Texas, and their combined 64 congressional seats.
When and if this vote comes, it will be a moment of clarity. And I hope many of these Republicans will have conscience.
Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar says she looks forward to a floor vote regarding her reappointment to the House Foreign Affairs Committee. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is leading efforts to unseat Omar based on her previous comments regarding Israel. However, three Republicans now say they will oppose McCarthy's efforts. The House is poised to vote Tuesday on a bill titled the Pandemic is Over Act, though President Biden has announced he will end the twin national emergencies addressing the COVID-19 pandemic on May 11th. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.